producer Eve Abrams has been heard on WWNO all the time in the past few years. Her latest project is something called Unprisoned, and it is thanks to a competition called Localore Finding America, which Eve won, and through that is able to do this content for WWNO. Eve Abrams, thanks so much for being with us to talk about Unprisoned.
Thanks so much for having me, Eve.
So the title Unprisoned seems like it must have come from somewhere. What are you thinking of as the scope of the project as we understand it through the title?
Yeah, well, I wanted people to be thinking about incarceration, but it's really about not what's going on inside prisons, but what is going on outside of our jails and our prisons and how our city is affected by the large-scale incarceration that is happening in Louisiana, which is often referred to as the incarceration capital of the planet. This plays out in our neighborhoods and in our families and our school system. You know, if we're the incarceration capital of the world, we're also the re-entry capital of the world, which means that we have more people who are returning from prisons and jails into society, returning citizens. And how are these people able to survive? How are they accommodated? So it's really looking at how people are doing time on the outside, not what's going on inside of jails and prisons per se.
The program through which you're doing this Unprisoned project is something called Localore Finding America. It was a national competition that brought radio producers together with public radio stations. How do you see Unprisoned and the topic of incarceration in communities fitting in with that theme of finding America?
It's a great question. Finding America, the point of it is to really access the full potential of public radio. It's to help public radio do what it was intended to do, to serve and reflect the public. In my first month working on this project, I went into three different high school classrooms in New Orleans and two different classes at a university in New Orleans. And, oh boy, if I was lucky, three people in the room raised their hand having heard of public radio. And it was a real eye-opener that we're all in our own media worlds, and it's hard to remember sometimes how separated we are. We want this resource to be utilized by as much of the citizenry as possible.
And with Unprisoned, part of that has to do with the approach. It's not a traditional reporting approach. It's much more community-based.
Yeah. Some of the stories that we're looking at are direct partnerships with other organizations. The Orleans Public Defenders have been a huge resource thus far. So has Vera Institute of Justice. They've helped both with providing information and pointing me in the right direction. And, I mean, their research on these topics is so in-depth and long-term. And they have just a wealth of information and resources. So that's been incredibly helpful. We're partnering with Bring Your Own to have a few live storytelling events that are related to the issues of incarceration. Actually, our first one is March 3rd, and the theme is Born on Parole. We're hoping that at that night there'll be a lot of voices from the preliminary stories and people that we've already made contact with who will be telling stories. And as Unprisoned begins to produce stories, we're going to have more listening events where community members will be invited to come and listen together and talk about the stories and what they appreciated or what we're missing in the stories. But more importantly, I think, to talk about the larger issues that these stories raise.
So the first stories that we'll be hearing from Unprisoned have to do with municipal court. And this is a whole world. Give us a sense of these first stories we might hear and some of the voices in them.
Well, one large impediment is that it's a Louisiana state law that you cannot record in a courtroom. And this is the largest volume court in the state of Louisiana. And it's a really chaotic, crazy atmosphere. It's not chaotic to the people who work there because they understand the system. But at any one time, multiple cases are being called. And these are all misdemeanor criminal cases. Some of the most common charges are trespassing, disturbing the peace, public drunkenness, obstructing a sidewalk.
One of the voices you found at municipal court was a guy named Dwayne Brown, and we'll be hearing from him. He's had sort of a long, drawn-out situation that he's been dealing with, and you asked him a very simple question. Let's listen to some of that tape.
What do jails do?
Jail's not a place to be. Like, they don't do nothing. Like, when you try to ask the deputies questions or whatnot, some of them got an attitude and some of them do listen. So I mean, jail's not a good place to be. I mean, the food they feed you is not good. I mean, the water sometimes they give you is not good. It's like, once you back there, they don't care. So I feel like I do anything in my power to stay out of jail. Anything.
All right, so there we heard from Dwayne Brown. And what did we hear there?
I think you heard a very honest reaction of what it's like to spend time in jail, which Dwayne has done on a couple of occasions. He has a charge that I hope he's no longer dealing with. I haven't talked to him in the last few weeks. It first occurred in 2013, and I met him in November of 2015, and it was the same charge that he was dealing with. These cases are never, or I should say they're rarely simple. Things tend to go on and on and on. I was given a printout of all of the dates that Dwayne had showed up in court to deal with his case. He's actually been really diligent. He missed, I think, one date in court, and he was taken to jail for that and spent, I think it was 10 days in jail, where he missed 10 days of work, and he's the breadwinner in his family where there are five children in his home. So that was 10 days of not being paid.
Mm. Let's hear another voice from municipal court. This is Tess Kilbane Myers. She's a client advocate for the Orleans Public Defender's Office. And here's something that she had to say in a recent interview.
When I first came here, I was kind of overwhelmed by how Muni Court and what OPD's function is over here. Reminded me so much of like one of those ER shows or like a Grey's Anatomy or something like that, because it's like triage. You're trying to help the next person, but then you're also dealing with, you know, all the people that are in the courtroom and that are in, we call it in the box, all of the incarcerated inmates, and calling their family members and trying to get bonds paid for if they're not released. It's just constantly 150% running all the time, and it's triage.
Tess is on a year-long Jesuit fellowship. She graduated this past spring from Georgetown, and this is how she's spending her year, is by dedicating her time. She just took the LSATs, actually, and she hopes to become a public defender.
So those first few stories on municipal court will be coming up at the end of January. Eve Abrams is the producer of Unprisoned. We'll be hearing those stories every 2 weeks on WWNO. Check out more at WWNO.org and the Unprisoned Facebook page. Eve, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.